This Week's Show, Bears Go Yachting, Lufthansa Loses Their Mind, and I Hit the Wrong Button. And this is the bottom line. Okay, so as you can see, we got Renaissance
Wait,
in the
Doug,
shed.
Doug, Doug, what? That's the wrong Renaissance.
Oh, it's over there.
Hey, everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And this is the bottom line.
Yard Edition!
Yard Edition!
Okay, we're in front of the right Renaissance now. That was weird.
That was weird.
Two Renaissances next to each other. So throughout the next couple episodes, we're going to show you some of the work we're doing on the boat. That's like the shafts, the stabilizers, the props, but it's really too noisy down here, so we're going to go upstairs. In the meantime, there was a mishap when we were bringing the boat in. So take a look at this real quick when I kind of hit the wrong button.
Yeah, I told you not to hit the button. Just whatever you do, don't touch the red button.
What? Hell, I've seen this guy do this 100 times. It can't
be
that hard.
I know, but whatever you do, just don't touch.
What's this for?
It says fire!
Okay.
This is happening. This is it. Georgia, you're going to have to edit in a squirrel or something.
She's going to do it now.
Okay, now you can hear us a little bit better, I think, because it's really noisy outside.
Yes.
So that'll buff out. No big deal. If you're going to drop a boat, where should you drop it?
Here in the boatyard, apparently.
Here in the boatyard. See?
Everything's conveniently located.
Yeah. So what do we got?
We have our sponsors.
Which are?
Data Marine Solutions and Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
I actually do have 99 problems on board. I'm in the boatyard.
And the internet's not one of them!
And Salty Rags Crew Apparel. What do they do for us?
They keep us looking fly in our uniforms, but not only do they do that, but they do linens, towels, and swag.
We love our sponsors.
We do.
They make this show happen. So go to Dave and tell him to give you some free stuff and tell him I said to do it. Bug him. He'll do it. You'll break him down. He doesn't like to, but he will.
Or just tell him you saw us on the show, and that's a better route.
Okay, next.
Next. Oh, there's a Super Yacht Design Festival going on in Milan, December 1st to the 3rd.
Oh, great. You mean Milan, North Dakota?
Close. Italy.
Oh, Italy. Okay, so this is the Super Yacht Design Festival,
mm-hmm.
and
it
it's
is?
Really cool because they come out with these really radical designs that no one will ever build, and they walk around and tell each other how great they are. And then they have an awards ceremony at the end where they all vote for each other, and then they all walk away with awards, and then it goes into magazines. It's great fun.
We are thrilled to welcome over 350 of you from across our extraordinary industry.
First of all, let's look at the total super yacht fleet. Currently delivered, there have been 10,876 super yachts, power and sail.
We take great sort of inspiration in actually how the yacht community is dealing with a lot of the same issues as we are.
We're designing for the way they're going to live, and a physical space can actually influence the lifestyle you're going to have.
And it's all about learning fast, failing quickly, learning again, and going back.
It's great fun.
Well, if you happen to be in Italy, December 1st to the 3rd, go check it out.
Okay.
Lots of good speakers.
Did I bash those people?
Not at all, Doug.
Okay, go ahead.
Might not be getting our invite.
Some of this stuff is so radical. I'm like, okay, so there's wings on this?
There's a vertical forest.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Case in point.
Okay,
check it out.
Next.
Vertical forest. Ooh, a yacht was donated to the Aliqua Animal Refuge.
This is a really good story. So these two people, you have to be millionaires to donate stuff.
And they've donated.
I've donated my time.
Previously.
But so they donated this yacht to this animal refuge here in Florida, and one of the animals happens to be what?
A black bear.
Black bears. Mm-hmm. So it didn't turn out too well. They were underway. The bears actually were on the boat and enjoying themselves.
Just had one shot.
But they had too much to drink, and it was a bear of a time. And they actually got pulled over because it was a bear boat charter. But you know what happens? The police shut them down, and they just couldn't bear it anymore.
Or so, you're barely scratching the surface of the actual story.
What's the actual
where
story?
Where Raven and Ryan Jumonville donated this yacht for this refuge to sell, and the proceeds would then go to maintain and create this 100-acre facility for
great.
Bears.
So now bears are making more money than I am.
Sorry.
There's a dog with a house down in Miami worth about $10 million. Okay, bears, boats, Battlestar Galactica. Next.
Lufthansa designing a personal...
Airplane. So Lufthansa is designing an airplane using the yacht design characteristics. Apparently they went to Milan and talked to some of those guys.
They did. They got some ideas.
So these planes are really cool. They have the verandas that fold down, and it looks great.
It does. It looks awesome.
It's awesome. Welcome to your world of yachting, Lufthansa. Now, I just have one problem.
What's that?
When you're sitting on the tarmac and you want to fold down that veranda, I mean, what are you going to be looking at? The control tower, the
yes.
luggage guy driving?
Yes.
This is not
the balcony.
Airplanes are not a destination. They're a transportation. Come to the yacht. We're the destination. But, hey, we'll see if it works. Who knows? I mean, who would have ever thought that someone would make something out of nothing, call it Bitcoin, and be millionaires? That's annoying. Should have bought it at 10. Okay, go ahead. Next.
Oh, shout out to Hanan from Facebook.
He just finished renewing his STCW, and he let us know that 90% of the class were...
people who had seen maybe a different show.
We don't want to mention the name because it gives it traction.
I know.
Okay, but anyway, he said it was sad. He said everybody was quoting scenes, and they're so happy. Now, I'm glad that people are getting into yachting because we have a shortage, but are we using that show as the marketing tool? That's probably not a good idea. Crew Corner, what do we got?
Crew Corner. Well, we have lots of social media blow up about co-ed birthing.
In the cruise quarters?
Yes.
I'm a firm believer in going to the hospital. You know, they have equipment, nurses. Breech births are really painful.
So that could be a path that you choose to go to the hospital in that birthing situation. However, in birthing...
Oh, you mean birthing and not birthing.
Birthing with an E.
Oh, I thought you meant birthing, not birthing.
Not in this.
Okay, I'm all for it. Run around in your underwear. Bow wow, chicka wow wow.
And this is why social media blow-ups happen.
I know you're taking a shower. Do you mind if I brush my teeth? Yeah?
Yes, I mind.
Here, hand me a towel. Do you have to, if you're co-ed, do you have to knock when you walk into your
own cabin?
That's
what we're talking about.
I don't know.
Let's do it.
So what happened is there was a female chef who was reporting to a freelance position, and when she reported to the boat, they said, well, you have to... share a cabin with a girl. She goes, I don't want to sleep with a girl, share a cabin. I want to sleep with a guy, share a cabin. And they're like, no, our policy is you have to sleep with a girl, share a cabin. So it started this big debate. And it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, oh, yeah, man, we're all adults. And they talk,
we're responsible people. Yeah.
What's going to go wrong? Why can't we make up our own mind? And then some captains are like, absolutely not, blah, blah, blah. So what's the deal? The deal is $60 million.
It's a big number, Doug.
What happened?
A lawsuit.
Because?
Because lines were crossed and boundaries were...
Lines and boundaries were crossed a few years ago.
Yeah.
And long story short, a girl who was in the yachting industry for 1 week got... it was brutal. It was awful. Okay? I mean, what happened to her should have never happened. But... frankly, the owner was the one who paid. He lost his boat. Mm-hmm. And the guy who did all this damage just fled the country. So you got an owner who's at home sleeping with his wife in his multi-million-dollar mansion, all of a sudden gets sued for something he had no control over, and then the captain as well because he had no control over it. So, okay, in the old days, listen, I ran boats. I told the crew, you can sleep wherever you want. I don't care.
Not a problem.
You know what? Not a problem. But after that, a lot of guys switched, including me. The day that verdict came out, I separated them. Mm-hmm. Why? It's risk. Mm-hmm. Okay? Risk going out into a hurricane, risk you know, just get there. There's all kinds of risk when it comes to boats, but what a captain, a good captain, should do is minimize the risk.
Mm-hmm. What is the risk?
What could happen?
If there's gender mix?
Yeah, let's say you have a guy and a girl in there.
One thing could be fine in 1 minute, and then the next minute, not fine.
Okay, I'm not saying this will happen, but one night some guy could get extremely drunk, blackout status, uh-huh. because blackout status
is... Because he can forget.
Yeah, because he can forget. And he comes back and he's like, tonight's the night. Me and the stew, we're going to get on it because I know she wants it. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, he's in there doing awful, awful things. Millions of dollars floating around, and all of a sudden that girl is saying, you know, past couple of months, things were a little different between mm-hmm. me and Joe, mm-hmm. and I was kind of quite concerned about it. But I didn't want to talk to the captain because I was afraid that I would lose my job because I agreed to share a cabin with the guy. So I was put in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Can you eliminate this risk? No. But I would be the first guy that would want to step up in court and go, Your Honor, we do not have co-ed berthing because we separate the crew. Mm-hmm. No screwing around policy on the boat. No.
Hanky-panky.
No hanky-panky. That's asking for trouble, too. Now, I'll leave you with this. Our modern yachts today have facilities for female and male berthing. There's no reason to mix and match anymore. Okay? But let me ask you this. You work for a corporation, all right, and you're going to a corporate outing for the weekend. Mm-hmm. There's no way on God's given earth that HR going to say, Joe, you're staying with your secretary, Tracy. And then Joe's going to be like, Tracy, all right, I'll be seeing you later. It's just not going to happen.
No.
Follow corporate policy. All right, now, if Joe hooks up with Tracy later, which secretary, they usually do. But that's their choice. What?
They're responsible adults.
They're responsible adults. Okay, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line on this. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Do your thing.
Stay safe.
Stay safe out there. Bottom line, Yard Edition.